What's the buzz? What do bees, computers, and traffic signals have in common? They get messages across in ways that are both similar and different from each other, and especially different from the human languages that linguists study and analyze. A surge of electrical current through bulbs under red, green, and amber glass tells us to stop, go, or be careful. The lights give their messages to us, but they do not communicate with us. They don't much care if we get the message. They don't expect us to reply, and they wouldn't understand us if we did. Bees give us a definite message if they choose to sting us, but for the most part, they exchange information about how far away a source of nectar is and how to get there. Pretty sophisticated stuff compared to stop and go. And it is expressed in a code of micrometrically controlled gestures, often referred to as a dance. Even so, the point of the bee's bulletin board body language is not much different from that of the traffic signal's posting instructions. Now, computers seem to beat the bees for sophistication, but that is an illusion created by the power of the computer to display data in an infinite variety of forms. No matter how complex the data our Pentium PET may be handling, it all reduces to yes or no, plus or minus, one or zero, galaxies of ones and zeros, down those solid-state gizzards that we don't see and don't usually think about. And the software languages that run those circuits at our pleasure are strings of commands, basically no different from the stop and go of traffic lights. What makes human languages so fundamentally different from computer languages, from the DOS of the B drive, or from that tricolored winker at the intersection, is meaning, in all the complexity that our minds can give it. From the features of language that we have already had a look at, and the parts of linguistics that we have defined so far, we can put together a definition of language that will lead us to the next level of analysis. Human language is a closed set of sounds and a limited set of rules for making and sharing meanings.